Strange Adventure. Captain Von Schuyler sat in his chair in the shade of the tree and surveyed the ragged African before him. The Germans had driven most of the natives out of the rich territory that had been their home for centuries. Now the few that still lived here were about to face the ordeal of crossing the burning expanse of the Kalahari Desert to seek a new home. The native bowed slightly before the German officer.
I have a message for you from my chief.
The officer stirred slightly in his chair and regarded the old man with contempt.
What message, Feinhut? Speak quickly and get out. It's time for my nap.
My chief bids me tell you that since our land is no longer ours, our tribe must leave. The only well this side of desert is here in your camp. We wish to fill our water vessels, for many days must pass before we reach water.
So, does your pig of a chief think I am in this accursed country to provide him and his people with water? Get out! Get your water in the Kalahari!
The native listened with an impassive face to the captain's words. Then he looked straight into the face of the German. The old man raised his hand and pointed toward the border of the Kalahari as he spoke.
You who are sending us to our death will die in the desert, not by lack of water, but by it.
The officer rose and, in a sudden, impassioned rage, struck the native across the face with his riding crop. The old man did not flinch from the insulting blow, but pointed his hand at his attacker.
You shall die. By water in the desert, you shall die. I pronounce against you the curse of the Kalahari.
A week later, Captain Von Schuyler received orders to take a scouting party into the desert. The Germans, led by native guides, set out upon the long, hard march. On the third day, the last known water hole had been passed, and the trip across the wilderness was beginning to tell upon both men and horses. On they went, until at last the party entered a small canyon. Nestled in the bottom of the rocky defile were two clear pools of water. Von Schuyler called a halt.
You men, dismount here. You will drink and water your horses at the larger pool. I am going to have a nice bath in this one.
He removed his uniform and waded into the water. The weary soldiers drank their fill, watered their horses, then sat back to enjoy the shade of the surrounding boulders. Suddenly, a strangled cry brought them to their feet. The men ran toward the smaller pool. Von Schuyler stood in the center, his arms thrashing madly. Before the men realized what had happened, the officer sank to his chin, and another wild scream burst from his lips. Suddenly, the plight of their leader became clear. Quicksand! There was a short struggle, and Von Schuyler disappeared, dying as the old witch doctor had prophesied, by water in the desert, by the dread curse of the Kalahari. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to tune in again to another tale of Strange Adventure.